Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today is a very special Hanukkah story, but it's long, so I don't know if we'll have time for the whole thing today. We might have to finish it tomorrow. Once upon a time, there was a great tzaddik and rebbe. His name was Reb Baruch. He was actually a son of the Baal Shem Tov. He had a group of chassidim, and his base medrash and shul, his synagogue and his study hall, was at the edge of a forest. He had a chassid who lived on the other side of the forest, a long journey, many miles that he had to go through this forest. And it was a dangerous forest. There was wild animals in the forest. There were robbers in the forest. But this chassid came every Hanukkah to see his Rebbe Reb Baruch. And so this year will be no different. Babel again. Now, it was already only a short time before Hanukkah. His chassid, the chassid's name was Moshe. But Moshe had not yet come. Every year he came before Hanukkah for the first night lighting. Rebbe Baruch would light the menorah on the first night. And every year, with Moshe, the chassid was there. This year, sitting or waiting. Reb Moshe. Reb Moshe, usually would travel through the dangerous forest, was always there the first night of Hanukkah, but this year it was almost Hanukkah, he wasn't there. Didn't know what was going to happen. Would the Rebbe light the menorah, or would he wait for Moshe? Finally, time to light the menorah. The Baruch came out of his office. Came downstairs and prepared the first meal. He took the Shamash, the Siddur, and the brachas, all three brachas. And he put them in. But something very unusual happened when he put the tomato. Usually, you hold the Shamash. Has a flame on it. He touched the shamash to the first candle. Is to burn the first candle. But this time, something very unusual happened. Took the shamash with the seal. He touched it to the first candle, the first night. And the flame burned for a second or two, suddenly seemed to jump. The flame seemed to jump off the candle out the window. The spark was going to light the candle again. Then he turned, left the rhythm, back. He didn't even know what to think. Meanwhile, what happened to Reb Moshe? As I told you before, he lived on the far other side of the forest. It was a long trip. It was a dangerous trip. It was usually a very cold trip, because Hanukkah is in the cold weather in Europe, where this story happened. In Australia, it's very hot during Hanukkah. And in other countries, below the equator, it's very hot. But in countries above the equator, such as Europe, it's very cold during Hanukkah. Here's what happened to the Baruch. He began to travel days before Hanukkah, as he always did. But this year, there were delays. It was very hard to travel. It was very cold. By the time he reached edge of the forest to begin the last part of the journey through the forest, it was quite late. He began to travel through the forest. But there was a lot of snow. Hard to travel. It was hard to see where he was going. It was easy to get lost. He wasn't quite sure where he was. Besides that, it began to get darker. He saw wild animals. He saw their eyes lighting up a little bit. Quite scared. Didn't know what was going to happen to him. And now he's in the middle of the forest. He's not sure which way he's supposed to go. And there are all these animals around. But he didn't have time to think about the animals. So suddenly he was attacked by robbers. "Aha!" the robber said. "You are walking through the woods in the middle of a snowstorm, late at night, and there's lots of wild animals. You must have a lot of money with you. We're going to rob you from all your money." Began to search his pockets. They thought they would find a lot of money in there, but they didn't find anything. "Give us the money. It's hidden someplace," they said. "We know you have hidden the money somewhere." And they were very mean to him. They hit him. Poor Reb Moshe. They tied him up. They said, "Give us your money. Tell us where your money is." "No," he said, "that's true. I have no money with me. I'm not a rich man. I'm just traveling to my Rebbe." "Ah," they said, "you couldn't be traveling to your Rebbe. Nobody travels to the Rebbe in such a terrible snowstorm and through such woods that are so dangerous. You must have money. Give us your money." "No, no," he said, "truthfully, I have no money. I'm traveling to my Rebbe, Reb Baruch. That's all. I just want to travel to my Rebbe for Hanukkah." Some of the robbers were getting angrier and angrier, and it looked like they were going to start hitting him some more. But suddenly, the chief of the robbers seemed to take pity on Reb Baruch. On Reb Moshe. And he said, "Okay, I'll tell you what," he said. "This forest is very dangerous. We don't think you're going to be able to get through this forest alive to your Rebbe, Reb Baruch, on the other side of the forest. But if you do, we're going to untie you. And if you get to the other side, if you really have such a miracle that happens to you, you get to the other side of this forest safely, and you get to your Rebbe, Reb Baruch, and I promise you," chief robber said, "I will stop being a robber. I will stop being a robber if a miracle happens to you and you safely get to this forest." And with that, the robber is untied. Reb Moshe, and they left him. But just before they left, the chief robber said to Reb Moshe, "If you get to the edge of the forest, all the way to your Rebbe's house, tie this handkerchief on the fence." And he gave him a red handkerchief. Red piece of cloth. He said, "Tie this red piece of cloth on the fence, and that I will see it. And that will be a signal to me that you made it. And then I will stop being a robber." Okay, they left. They untied the post and they left. For most of thought, "Now what will I do? Such a terrible dangerous forest that's so cold, and I'm so sore from the hitting that they got that I got from the robbers. Even which direction to go. He had gotten so mixed up. Suddenly, he saw a light. It was like a little flame. It was just in the air. It wasn't burning anything. It was just a flame in the air. He thought, ah, oh, Baruch Hashem, I must follow this flame. Maybe this flame was sent by Hashem. Maybe this flame will lead me to Shul and Beis Medrash, my Rebbe. As he followed the flame, he noticed the wild animals kept their distance. Followed it for many hours, trudging through the heavy snow. Was very scared from all the wild animals that were around him, but they all kept a little bit distant from him as he followed the flame. Finally, after a long time trudging through the forest, and of course he was exhausted, and he was hungry, and he was thirsty, but he couldn't stop. He knew that there was wild animals there. He had to keep going. Finally, hours, all the flame. Suddenly, he saw this. Inside the window of Rebbe Shul and Beit Medrash, you see there were the lights, candles. There was people inside. He rushed over to the shul, but then all of a sudden was the fence. Remember that the chief robber said to tie the cloth, the red cloth onto the fence. So he tied it on, and he rushed into the Beis Medrash, the shul of his Rebbe Reb Baruch. Came into the door, he almost fell down on the floor, he was so exhausted. Chizim came running over to him, and they gave him a little something warm to drink, a little something to eat, cleaned off his wounds and scrapes and cuts. Finally, ready. And door to the perfect bar is open. And as he came downstairs, all of a sudden, he saw a little flame. It seemed to almost just come through the window. And it jumped onto the first Hanukkah candle. Remember the beginning of the story? Rabbi Baruch lit the menorah, the first candle, and the flame jumped out the window. Now, as Rabbi Baruch came down the steps, the flame seemed to jump back from outside the window, straight onto the candle. And the menorah began to burn as usual. Chizim sang Haneres Halalu, and they farbranged. They had a wonderful get-together. Rabbi Baruch said words of Torah. Later that evening, Chizim were discussing what happened. And they told Rav Moshe, you should have seen. Our Rebbe, Rav Baruch, lit the menorah and the candle and the flame seemed to jump out the window. Aha, said Rav Moshe. So how did I get here safely? Because just when I was lost, and there was wild animals and the robbers that beat me up, and I didn't think there was any way I could get through the forest, all of a sudden,
I saw a flame right in the air. I followed that flame all the way here. What was that flame? Can we laugh, children? That was the flame of Rabbi Baruch's Hanegah. Rabbi Baruch, because he was a tzaddik and he had Ruach HaKodesh, he knew that his chassid, that Moshe was in trouble. And somehow or another, the flame from the Menorah left the Menorah to do the mitzvah of guiding where Moshe through the forest. And now that he was arrived, and Baruch, based Medrash and Shul, the flame went back on to the Hanukkah candle. The next morning, a stranger appeared in the Shul and based Medrash. Sitting, don't remember seeing him anywhere before. He didn't seem to know too much about Taita Mitzvahs, but he sat down and joined them, and they're davening, much as he knew. Someone helped to put on some tefillin. Someone found him a pair of tzitzis. And little by little, they began to teach him. And the Jewish people kind of wondered. There used to be a robber chief. And nobody had seen him for a long time. Well, who was this new person in Shul? It was really the robber chief. Remember, he promised Moshe would get through the forest by some miracle, and he would stop being a robber chief. He was actually a Yid. But something had happened, and he had gone away from Yiddishkeit and away from Yiddishkeit. So finally became a robber chief. But now, with the power of the bracha of Rabbi Baruch, not only did Rabbi Moshe find his way through the woods to the shul, but this also moved the heart of this robber chief. He became a Yid, kept Torah mitzvahs, and did tshuva. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.